Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the day that we want to highlight LTC. We want to highlight our young people. And we're going to hand out awards to them. We're going to talk about LTC. We're going to enjoy that together and think about that together at this time. If I could have all the children who participated with LTC to go ahead and come up front and come up and sit over here in this section so you'll be close by when we give you your awards in a minute. We're going to show, we have a video that I'd like to show to give you a little, a greater taste of what LTC is all about and what in this church family our young people have been doing the past few weeks. And so I'd like you to get excited about that with us this morning. So at this time, we'll watch a brief video. Next year's book that we'll be studying is 1 Samuel, and LTC is planned well in advance, and so one thing I want you to do today is make a note to yourself, put it in your calendar, in your phone, For about next August or September, make a note to yourself that says, get excited about LTC. I want you thinking ahead all the way to next year. This year, we had 23 kids that participated. When we went to Rogers, Arkansas, we had 42 families, 42 adults total number that went with us to Rogers. It's a great weekend. It's when you go into the convention center in Rogers, Arkansas, and you see about 2,000 children there to participate with LTC, it gets you pretty fired up. So I want to read through this morning. We'll do a couple things. I want to read through the different events that our kids participated in and just talk a little bit about each of those, and then we'll hand out awards to our young people. T-shirt design is one event that we participated in. We had two participants. They made the design for the front and back of a T-shirt, the cost for printing. They had to do the research on that. It's a good experience for our young people. Everything with LTC is something we want to train young people that they can use later or as they get older in the church. And so that would be a great tool for men's retreats, women's retreats, VBS, things of that nature. Teaching Challenge is an event that we had 16 of our youth participate in Teaching Challenge. All of them received a gold medal, which means they taught or helped in class for 4 weeks. So during the past few months, we've had our young people in class helping to teach and learning to teach. Leadership Challenge. This is the first year that we had people participate in this event. It was open for high school only. They led a group of students in grades 3 through 6 in training for LTC convention. They were required to meet a minimum of 6 sessions, and only a gold was given for this event. And so we had young people participate in Leadership Challenge, leading even younger ones of our young people. All right, Service Challenge. This is the first year that we participated in this event. It was incorporated with Monday Night for the Master. This is where, if you've been at Monday Night for the Master the past few weeks, you may have noticed that we've had young people doing some things of service. Things like cleaning the trash from the book racks, adding cards, straightening songbooks, preparing and cleaning up communion, cleaning up Monday Night for the Master area, tables and chairs, moving our library that we've been relocating recently. There have been on and on a number of things that are just service-oriented that our young people have been doing during Monday Night for the Master, but it's a part of LTC. Reading Challenge is an event in which each child is to introduce a passage that they were reading. They did this at different times during the past few weeks. They were to tell which translation it was from. They needed 4 passages for gold, third and fourth grade level, 5 passages for gold in the fifth and sixth grade level. We had 9 participate in that. Art Challenge, we had 2 participate in Art Challenge this year. It's a way for our young people to use art to express their faith. And so we had 2 participate in that. Bible Quiz, we had 10 of our young people participate in Bible Quiz this year. They started in September, working on the book of Acts, back September. And we just went to LTC a week ago. And so our young people have been studying the book of Acts. If you want to know really, in summary, what LTC does for us is we take one book and we really put a lot of focus. So it may be 2 or 3 books, but this year it was Acts. And the theme this year is making Him known, making God known. So everything they did connected with that theme of course, the book of Acts is a lot about evangelism, outreach, saving the lost. And that's what this year has been about, studying the book of Acts. But Bible Quiz, they worked since, we had 2 teams that have worked since September on the book of Acts. They work in teams of 5, and at LTC they answer questions, 5 rounds of 50 questions each. In that event, those young people answered 250 questions at LTC on Friday night. The first round was closed book, and the questions consist of chapter headings, quotes from different chapters. They had to put chapters, quote, and where it was from. And the last 4 rounds were open book, and 28 chapters of Acts were divided up in these rounds. The third grade group received a bronze, which is the first time we've medaled with the third grade group. Fourth and sixth grade group received a silver, which is the highest we've received in a group in Bible quiz. If you can't tell, Bible quiz is tough. It's difficult. It takes a lot of work. And our young people have done that. We're really proud of them for how much they've studied the book of Acts. Bible application, this was the first year we participated in this event. Incidentally, there are more things our young people can do at LTC than we can really get them all in. There's so much that they have plenty to choose from. And this year we chose for our high school, two high school teams, 10 in all, Bible application. And this is the event where students are given real world scenarios. And so they had four rounds of these, and they would be given a brief scenario of something they might experience. One of the scenarios was you go to a movie theater and you see someone who hasn't been coming to youth group in quite a while, and you get to talking to them, and they tell you that they don't know that, you know, that God really wants them at church anymore. They've gotten tangled up in living the wrong way and doing wrong things, and they just think they've kind of fallen too far. That's the scenario, and our young people have to take a scripture from the book of Acts and take step by step, what would they do to help that person? So our first team received, or our ninth grade team received gold in that event. The other team, high school team, received bronze in that event. And so this is the first time we participated in Bible application. But it was a great event for us. Song leading. We had three girls and one boy participate in song leading. And I just want to mention on song leading, if you see pictures of our kids participating, this is one in which you talk about courage. You stand alone with song leading. And we want to train our young ladies for events where they'll be leading in women's events. And we want to train our young men in song leading. But they get up by themselves and lead a song in a group. And so it takes a lot of courage. So we're proud of our kids for this. Puppets. Our puppets did the story of Ananias and Sapphira. It was another way to reinforce stories of the Bible. They received gold for this, and we had 7 participate in this area. Drama. We had 9 participate in drama. And the theme from LTC, of course, making him known. And this skit focused on the importance of that. And the drama group received a gold this year. Chorus group. We had 7 students participate in chorus this year. Ages ranging from 3rd to 9th grade. They competed at a high school level. Even though we have a number of younger ones in the chorus, they did an awesome job. Received a gold. Sang 3 songs. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Blue Skies and Rainbows. And Said I Wasn't Going to Tell Anybody. So I just want to kind of give you a better taste and understanding of what all these events, what they mean. And so we're going to hand to our young people this morning, one at a time, what they received for these, what award they were given. And so the packets have their awards, that we have plaques for them that go along with that. And so first one I have is Fisher Antrican, who is not here, but I'm going to read what he won. Fisher received a gold in service challenge, a gold in puppets, a gold in drama, and a gold in chorus. Yeah. Braden Basu received a silver in t-shirt design, a gold in Bible reading challenge, a gold in teaching challenge, a gold in service, a silver in Bible quiz, and a gold in drama. Braden Basu. Xander Brewer received a gold in Bible reading, a gold in service challenge, a gold in teaching challenge, a gold in Bible quiz, a bronze in Bible quiz, and a gold in puppets. Xander Brewer. Abby Dunn received a gold in Bible reading challenge, a gold in service challenge, a gold in teaching, silver in Bible quiz, gold in drama, gold in puppets, gold in chorus, and gold in song leading. Joel Hendricks received gold in Bible reading challenge, Golden Service Challenge, Golden Teaching, Silver and Bible Quiz, Golden Drama, and Golden Chorus. Ben LeMasters received Golden Bible Reading Challenge, Golden Service Challenge, Bronze and Bible Quiz, and Golden Chorus. Samuel Prater received Golden Bible Reading Challenge, Golden Teaching Challenge, Silver in Bible Quiz, and Golden Drama. Chloe Roberts received Gold in Teaching Challenge, Silver in Song Leading, Gold in Puppets, and Silver in Art. Cameron Roberts received Gold in Bible Reading Challenge, Gold in Teaching Challenge, Bronze in Bible Quiz, Gold in Puppets, and Silver in Art. Johanna Russell received Gold in Bible Reading Challenge, Gold in Teaching, Bronze in Bible Quiz, and Gold in Puppets. Micaiah Russell received Silver in Bible Quiz. Daphne Snyder received Gold in Bible Reading Challenge, Gold in Teaching Challenge, Silver in Bible Quiz, Gold in Puppets, Gold in Song Leading, Gold in Drama, and Gold in Chorus. Gregory Aldridge received Bronze in Bible Application. Adam Benton Adam received Bronze in Bible Application. Sydney Dunn received Gold in Teaching Challenge, Gold in Leadership, Gold in Bible Application, and Gold in Drama. Jackson Hendricks Jackson received Gold in Teaching Challenge, Gold in Leadership Challenge, Bronze in Bible Application. Jenna Hendricks. Jenna received Gold in Teaching Challenge, Gold in Leadership Challenge, Gold in Bible Application, Gold in Drama, and Gold in Chorus. Josh Ivy Josh received Gold in Teaching Challenge, Silver in Song Leading, and Bronze in Bible Application. Zach Kovness. Zach received Gold in T-shirt Design. Don Russell. Don received Gold in Bible Application, Gold in Drama, and Gold in Chorus. Bella Snyder. She's not I will accept this award on behalf of Bella this morning. Bella received gold in Bible application. Elizabeth Tribble. Elizabeth received gold in teaching challenge and bronze in Bible application. Miss Natalie Anderson. And I may be receiving this. Oh, there's Natalie. Natalie received gold in Bible application. Young people, stand up one more time. Good job. You may be seated. I want to highlight just a few more people for a second. If you can't tell, this takes a lot of work. This takes a lot of coordination. And I want to brag on you as our congregation. I know a number of you helped us in the way of snacks or money for snacks. And so thank you for doing that. Thank you for accommodating us. There are different times and ways that you were flexible with us. If you are a parent or a grandparent of one of these that went and participated in LTC, please stand for just a minute. A parent or a grandparent, I want to thank you for all the times you brought your kid to practice, or whatever it was that you did, made time to make sure your kid was involved in this. Thank you, parents. It's part of what we do as parents, and we do it for things of this world that are temporary, activities our kids are in. We run them all over, don't we? Wherever they need to go for their activities, we run them there. LTC requires that, and it's so much more worthwhile. It's something that's eternal, and so those trips have more meaning. The coaches that coached for LTC, please stand for a minute. If you coached in any way for LTC, these folks, and there are more that just aren't in here at this moment, but coaches, let me run through some coaches' names real quick. I don't have all of them. Jeanette Anderson, I have some of them listed, though. Remain standing for just a minute. Jeanette, Carrie Benton, Nan Hunt, Becky Kupiek, Janet Richardson, Karen Sism. I was a coach, Amanda Aldridge, Amy LeMasters, Becky, I got to make sure I don't repeat here. Jessica Hendricks, Carol Basu, and I may have missed a couple. That's why I wanted you to stand, though. But let me, church, these folks work hard. They work really hard. They put their heart and soul into guiding our young people. You may be seated, but thank you, coaches. It's a big deal. LTC doesn't happen without coaches. It's a big deal. And some of them are parents, and some of them are not parents, but we're part of a church family, and we want to invest time in our young people. And then we have two people who put hours and hours and hours into LTC. And I promise you, we would not make it without these two. Nothing would work well. None of us would like each other by the end if it weren't for these two people putting in all the time and effort they put in. And that's Jessica and Janet. You can cry if you want to, but stand up. The Bible says, give honor to where honor is due. I don't have anything that's enough to honor these two. I really don't. But be thankful and pray for them. I want to leave you at this time with just a thought about making him known. You're here this morning because you're a disciple of Christ. Who made him known to you? If you're like me, you grew up in a Christian family. I grew up, my parents made God known to me. But it wasn't just my parents that made God known to me, because my parents brought me to church. Bible class, worship, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. We were here when the doors were open. I learned about God a lot in the church family, the community of believers. I want to encourage you as parents, make God known to your children by bringing them here. Bring them here for Bible class. One thing I want to say about Bible class, sometimes it seems like we can get to work Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We can do that. We can get up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday to get to a ball tournament. We can do that. Sunday morning, 9:30, for some reason, seems that's more difficult for some reason. I want to encourage you, if you're going to get up for something, get up, bring your kids to Bible class. Bring your kids to Bible class. I'm helping right now, Stephanie and I are teaching the two-year-olds. Every Sunday morning, one of the things we do is open the Bible and show them that God cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. They know that God is their shepherd. They know that God cares for them. And they know that at age two. Bring your kids to Bible class. We need to make God known to these young people, don't we? Amen. And we need to make our young people know that God is the number one thing. Second thing, you may be here because you didn't grow up in a Christian family, but somewhere along the way, someone invited you. Someone invited you to learn more about their God and their Savior Jesus. In 1 week, next Sunday, we're having our Family and Friends Day. We have an opportunity this week to go invite someone. To invite a lot of people. And that's a way for us to make God known. There's no doubt that there are people, friends of ours, neighbors, family members, who are thinking, you know, I need to start walking better with God. I need to get back into church, or I need to start going to church. People are thinking that. Will we, this week, take the time to go and invite him, to make him known? We have invitation cards, if you want to use one of those, that are at the Welcome Center. Send someone a text, an email, write them a card. What if somebody gets a card, a handwritten card this week that says, I've been thinking about you, praying for you in your life. I'd like you to come to my church and worship with me Sunday for Friends Day. So think about that. We need to make God known, don't we? Is there anything greater? And so we want to make him known to these young people. And we're raising workers in the kingdom right here. The future is bright. We're going to sing a song, our last song this morning, Light the Fire. And we want God to be a fire burning within us, don't we? Something that we have to share with other people. So this morning we're going to offer a song of invitation. If you have something that we can help you with, a need of any kind, we'd want you to come and let us help you while we stand and sing.
I stand to